705 days to new halving, fear and greed index at 13%, which is extreme fear, and Bitcoin screen sharing at 29.1k, pretty much in the same range as it was in a previous episode, which was like a 5 days ago, and pretty much 2 weeks ago. So Bitcoin is still trading below the 30k area, and was trading for the last 2 weeks. So apparently Bitcoin is becoming a stable coin. So yeah, on the daily time frame, MACD green phase, no curves, RSI slightly oversold. On the weekly time frame, which is pretty interesting right now, would be on the weekly time frame, MACD red phase, no curves, RSI oversold. And if you're gonna look at each candle, it's gonna be 9 red candles in a row. We had 9 red wicks in the row. I mean, if you're gonna have a close on the current one as a red one, if it's gonna be below like 30.5k, if you're gonna have a close, I mean, it seems like that, if you're gonna have a close below 30.5k, we're gonna have literally 9 red wicks in a row. It should be like a record, I'm pretty sure. Jesus Christ, that's a lot. So again, eventually we're gonna have some like a dead cat bounce or whatever, at least on a weekly time frame we should have. It's like a midterm. So yeah, on a where's the BTC dominance? BTC dominance is currently trading at 46.3%. As you can imagine, Bitcoin is performing much better than altcoins, which is pretty obvious since everything is in a stagnation, slowly going down. So people prefer to stay in a Bitcoin in those cases. So yeah, that's pretty much all TA for today. Let's move on to the news. First news are coming from Korea. So Korean government considers imposing unified listing standard on crypto exchanges after Luna UST collapse. But again we got this Terra Luna regulations from literally every country in the world. So it should be like we got IPO standard from SEC when you're listing your company on the New York Stock Exchange. So it's pretty much going to be the same. And if actually you if it's going to work in Korea, I'm pretty sure it's going to be all over the world. Like definitely it's going to be the same case in the US. Next news, we got senators introduced bill to limit use of Chinese digital currency in the US, which is the digital yuan, that's like a CBDs from China. And they're saying this is a major financial and surveillance risks. But again, as you can imagine, the US, China always in the war, economically at least, thank God. Also we got some news from Tether. Tether launches on Polygon chain. Also, USDT stablecoin now hosted on 11 blockchain networks. Again, adoption of Tether is happening, which is pretty nice. But again, Tether is pretty questionable still. But yeah, whatever. Also, Terra Luna 2.0, Jesus Christ, relaunches according to the Duke Won's revival plan, which he posted on Twitter. So, Terra 2.0 mainnet went live today. As per the original timeline, signed by Terra developer, and started producing blocks. Also, Duke Won founder Terraform Labs confirmed to the relaunch on the Twitter, as you can imagine, this tweet, and it's still not trading on Binance, I'm pretty sure, but should be someday soon. Also, and again, be careful with it, just so you know, be careful with the Terra Luna 2.0, because again, we know what happened with the previous one, and there's still a lot of investigations that are happening, like real investigation by the government and the police in Korea. So be careful with that one, because if he actually gonna catch a case, you can imagine what's gonna happen to the token. So yeah, a Brazilian also, pretty much the last news, pretty interesting adoption. Brazilian University USP, which is called USP, will conduct academic research in the metaverse. Again, pretty interesting news for the adoption of metaverse. Yeah. So it's pretty much all news NTA for today. Obviously hoping for the Bitcoin to have a breakout out of the 30k resistance area, because Bitcoin is literally becoming a stable coin, trading this 30k range for like almost gonna be a month. So yeah, to the moon, to the moon, to the moon.